Welcome to Diary of a Sheep Dairy Farmer, where we talk all things dairy sheep, from breeding to lambing to milking and everything in between and outside. I'm your host, Becca, owner, operator, and glorified farmhand of Hidden Hollow Sheep Dairy. Welcome back to another day of dairy sheep. Now that lambing is over and I feel like I have a little bit of breathing room, I need to start updating my record keeping for all the lambs. Last week, I told you kind of how my lambing season went and what I had for lambs, and now I basically need to enter all that information into a place that I can keep it for easy access. I feel like this is a topic people are always curious about. It's not the most exciting topic for sure, but in my sheep dairy groups, people are always asking about how others keep records for their sheep. This is Facebook groups. This is, what do they call it now? It's not Twitter. It's X, right? So on X, they have, you know, people are asking about dairy records. And on Instagram, people are always asking about this stuff. So I figured I would dive in and let you know how I do things. I'm going to say right off the bat, there is no right or wrong way to keep your record. If somebody says, buy this because you can have all your dairy records, great. If it works for you, buy it. If somebody says, use this program, this is a great program, maybe it is for them, maybe it's not for you. There's no wrong way to record your dairy sheep. It is whatever works best for you, your life, your sheep, your management. So, all that being said, I have a couple ways of keeping my records. When I started out with my seven ewes and ram, I made an Excel sheet of all my sheep, and it was for breeding purposes only. It started small. I had six columns. I had my sheep's name, because yes, I name every single one of my sheep, and I still do. The ram they were bred to, which was at that time, I only had one ram. The date they were covered, the due date, potential due date, and then the date the lambs were actually born and what the sex of the lambs were. That's it. Very simple, very easy. Now my lambing sheet has those six original columns, but I've added on. It's a little more complicated because my system has gotten a little more complicated. So I have a column for my vaccination dates, the ID of the ewe, the RFID number, the tattoo number, the weight of the lambs, and a comment section for anything I need to remember at a quick glance, such as if the lamb had to be pulled, if the mom hates her lamb, if I had to graft or foster a lamb onto another ewe, if a lamb died and when it died. And then in the margin, I have enough space to write in names for lambs as I start naming them. Each year we have a theme, and this year, in celebration of my daughter's 21st birthday, all lambs are named after liquor of some kind, type, or mixture. You know what I mean? Okay, so like for my little ram that I am 100% keeping, we named him White Claw, and so beside all his mom's information and his information in the margin, I just write down White Claw. That way I can look back on my records later. It's like, oh shoot, I did name this lamb, but what did I name it? Because of course I didn't put it in the six other places I have recording for my sheep. I know, overkill. We'll get there. And then that way I can go back and add his name to all his other information in those other places. So I also have individual sheets on all of my rams and my ewes. And for the ewes, it shows three generations back. It has my sheep's name, her date of birth, if she was a single, twin, or triplet, her RFID number, her tattoo number, her ID number, and her scrapies number. Then underneath that is also her breeding record. So I can look at her page and see what she has had every year. This section includes who she's bred to, the breed date, the due date, the date of birth of those lambs, the number of lambs she had, and the name of the lambs. Because again, I name everything. So, and it also has the sex of the lamb. And I just put an E for a ewe and an R for a ram. And then on the back side of that sheet is her vaccination records. I have the date that she was vaccinated, what she was vaccinated with, the date she was dewormed and what with, as well as the date when she last had her hooves trimmed. And every single ewe has this sheet. For my rams, it's a tad bit simpler. Their sheet has their name, date of birth, sire and dam, and then on the lower half of the sheet, I have columns for the breeding year, the number of ewes bred, how many ram lambs they had, how many ewe lambs they had, and the total number of lambs. I am thinking of adding another column for the number of singles, twins, and triplets to see which of my rams is most prolific. And then on the back, we also have their vaccination, deworming, and trimming records, just like the ewe. That's how I started out when I had less than 10 sheep. Now that I have over 200, I still use this system for breeding, mainly for the fact it's the one I'm most comfortable with. I have been using this for 10 years, but I do have other ways of record keeping as well. I use an app called HerdBoss for quick lookup at the barn. It's an app on my phone. It holds everything for my sheep in one place. Name, tag number, RFID number, scrapies number, registration number, if I had one, breed of sheep, who the breeder is, the sex of the sheep, the date of birth, when I acquired it, if I bought it, and then who I sold the sheep to, if sold. It has sire, dam, litter size, breeding type, such as AI, natural, cedars, etc. It also has a section for history where I can add notes and weight of the sheep, my medications, my FAMACHA score, and body condition of my ewes. I can add their offspring, marking dates, flush dates, ultrasound dates. I can even add photos of my sheep to the app. I love this app. Not sponsored, but what if they asked? It is what I started with years ago when I started growing the flock, and I wanted a way to keep track of my sheep on the fly. This was before we had any kind of sorting system or catch pen, and most of what we were doing was out in the open field. I still use this app as it literally goes everywhere with me, and there is so much more to it that I would be here for hours if I tried to explain everything this app can do. There are other apps out there for record keeping, such as Livestocked, Dairy Live, Ranch Manager. I haven't used any of these, but those are the three besides HerdBoss that I have come up with when people ask about apps to use for dairy records. There are, of course, some management programs that can be used on your computer, such as Gallagher with your RFID tags. Though they do have an app, at least the Gallagher does, I haven't been able to make it work. I'm a little technology challenged. We don't always get along, and I get very frustrated when things don't work the first time. So I haven't played around as much with the Gallagher on my phone as I do have all the information on my computer. And UManage is also another program that you can use on your computer. Now, some of these come with a fee. I know you have to pay for UManage, so be advised that not everything is free. And I think I pay about $6 a month for HerdBoss, which gives me unlimited sheep I can add. If you have less than, I want to say 20, but I honestly can't remember, I think it's free. So in 2001, I decided I wanted to switch to an RFID system. My husband bought me a Gallagher for Christmas this year, and I started buying tags for all the sheep to switch out the old tags. Y'all, you will not believe the amount of people I had mad at me. The comments, the messages, the DMs I got from people telling me how cruel I was for putting tags in adult sheep's ears. how they couldn't watch my channel anymore because I was tagging adults and that just wasn't right. I have very thick skin and comments don't anger me. More, they remind me how much people don't understand sheep and how ignorant people are about livestock animals. So there are only a handful of really popular sheep YouTube channels. I am not one of them. And every single one of them does things differently. But people get hung up on two really big ones and decide that has to be the way it is done and everyone else is wrong. And it makes me really sad that people are so narrow-minded, but honestly not surprised. It's been a long road changing out my normal tags for my RFID tags. I'm almost caught up and just have my 2022 and 2023 used to do. I have the tags for the 2022s, but the place I was getting my tags from discontinued them. It took me a long time to find a distributor that would do the tags I wanted, but I think we have figured it out, and hopefully my tags will be here any day now. With my Gallagher, I am able to track who's been sold, who's been bred to whom, my weights, my date of birth, mothers to daughter, and probably a ton of other things I haven't even looked into yet. I did find that I'm able to track milk production with my Gallagher, which is fantastic because my herd boss does not have that ability yet. And as soon as we start milking, I will definitely take you along with me, at least over on my YouTube and Instagram and Facebook, as to how it all is coming together with the Gallagher. So let's talk milk production records and what I track. I don't have a spreadsheet for milk production. Those are strictly for breeding records. All my milk production records are through my Gallagher. It tracks each ewe separately. I scan her tag, then I measure the amount of milk she gives by metering her milk. I don't meter every day, but I take an average of what one ewe gives me and what the whole group I am milking gives. This isn't an exact science. To do that, I would need a much better milking parlor. I have a friend in Wisconsin who has an amazing milking parlor. She milks 400 head of sheep yearly. She can milk 24 at a time. And if I'm remembering right, each ewe has an RFID tag that is scanned when they go into the milking parlor. So when they are milked, there is a digital reading of that ewe and how much milk she is giving per milking. It is really amazing. Talk about life goals. To keep records, you don't need all the fancy equipment. You could start with a simple spreadsheet on Google Docs. That way you have it wherever you go that tracks your sheep's breeding, lambing, milking records. Doesn't have to be elaborate either. If you don't name your sheep, just have their ID number, whatever that may be. You don't really need IDs for your sheep. I'm just a little extra and know that with all the trees, fencing, and creeks we have on our property, my sheep will lose tags, so I always want something to ID them by. If all you have are your scrapies tags, use that number. You make it work however you need for your situation. You don't even need to have a date bred section, especially if you flock breed several lambs in with your ewes instead of individual breeding groups, which is one ram per X amount of ewes. You can write on a calendar that ram went in on this date and came out on this date, so lambing will be between these 2 days. Then you can just record your date of birth for the lambs, how many the ewe had, and what their weight was, if you so choose to. I didn't start weighing my lambs probably for the first 8 years now that I think about it. It's only been within the last 2 or 3 years that we've started weighing our lambs. We weigh them at birth or within, 24 hours, 48 hours, and then we weigh them at 30 days, and then we weigh them again at 90 days. And now that my husband built me a new chute system and bought me a scale that goes under it, I will start weighing my ewes probably at least once a year just to see how they're maintaining their weight and whatnot. And then when you go to milk the ewes, you can add a column for milking. Metering is a fairly easy way to see how much milk your sheep are giving. Now, if you're only milking a handful, it's pretty easy to gauge. You can hand milk into a jar each individual ewe to know exactly how much milk you're getting. Or if you have a larger number of ewes and an automated milker and milking into a bucket, then you can average out what the ewes are giving. So let's say you are milking 10 ewes and they give you 5 gallons total. This means on average, your ewes are giving about a half a gallon per ewe. Some may give a little more, some may give a little less. I just keep a note section on my phone for an average per day per head when milking and then transfer it over to a spreadsheet at the end of the week in the office. My spreadsheet records when I start milking, when I stop milking, how many I am milking, who I am milking, the average per day, average per week, and average per season. It shows me my peak period of milking, when my ewes start drying off, and which groups are my better milking groups. Record keeping does not have to be complicated. It can be whatever you want to track, how often you want to track it. I keep my entire year of breeding on one spreadsheet, even though we breed and lamb 3 times a year. Our year starts with our fall lambing, whether that is in October or November or even December. So my lambs that were born in November of 2023 will be tagged as 2024 ewes, along with my February, March, April, and May groups, and then I will start all over again in September and October of 2024 for my 2025 groups. I know I've covered a ton of things to track. Let me know what you guys keep track of. What did I miss? What would you add? What would you not bother with? I'm sure most of my stuff is kind of an overkill, but I would love to see what you guys keep track of. It is always fun for me to see how other people do their record keeping. And I do apologize. I'm not really sure what's up with my posting schedule. My podcasts are supposed to post every Monday, and for some reason, they have been posting sometimes on Monday, sometimes on Wednesday. I will hopefully figure this out for you guys. So this one should be up on Monday, April 8th. But if it doesn't get there, know that it will be there shortly. I will eventually figure out what I'm doing wrong and why it's not posting the day I'm asking it to post. As always, I appreciate you all being here and thank you for your support. I would be ever so grateful if you would leave a review or share this podcast with your dairy sheep loving friends, anything to get the word out. As always, you can find me on Instagram at Diary of a Sheep Dairy Farmer. And if you want to follow the chaos around the farm, you can find me on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok at Hidden Hollow Sheep Dairy. Thanks for being here, guys. We'll talk to you again next week.